I want to rewind to 1989 with Fleischman and Pons at the University of Utah, Salt Lake City, publicly demonstrating their first cold fusion breakthrough, which is now called Low Energy Nuclear Reactions, or LENR. And of course, they demonstrated the cold fusion at the time, and there was a massive press release, and the whole science community exploded with interest, and I don't all these magazines were running articles, and this is pre-internet for the most part, right? So it was just mainstream media covering it. And this was quite a breakthrough because it showed that you could convert essentially deuterium or heavy water into excess heat energy using a fusion interaction, but not hot fusion, not costing billions of dollars, but something that could be done on a tabletop, something that could heat water inexpensively. Essentially, heat could be almost free energy. And that was Fleischman and Pons, okay? Well, there's a company that's about to license this. This is about to go into commercial production in America and around the world. But in 1989, Fleischman and Pons were ridiculed. They were called clowns and dunces and idiots and hoaxers and practically accused of being criminals because they had announced this technology. Now, that's relevant to what's happening right now, potentially. And the CEO guy, I don't even know his name. He lives in Estonia. He's been working with the Verge Motorcycle Company that designed that unique motor. And he's claiming that these batteries are amazing and, you know, all the specs that I just mentioned. So now he's being attacked and he's being called a fraud and a hoaxer because of some things that he did when he was younger, like, I don't know, music or something. So I'm seeing what looks like a coordinated backlash against this guy, everybody calling him out as a hoaxer. And maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but I will ask you this question. Why would a person who already has a successful motorcycle company that does, at least in 1 year, they did over €1 million in business, which is not a lot for a motorcycle company, but it's something. They do ship motorcycles, they're electric motorcycles. Why would that person pay to rent a giant booth at the CES show, which itself is very expensive? Why would you fly your crew to Las Vegas from Estonia, which is a long trip? Why would you announce this breakthrough battery technology and tell the world that you're shipping it in your motorcycles and tell the world that this is going to revolutionize EVs? Why would you put your reputation on the line, your name, your company, your money, if it was all a hoax? What's the incentive to hoax the world if this battery does not exist? What's the incentive? As far as I can tell, there is no incentive. There's no reason that someone would do this. You know, there's no upside for them. Because you wouldn't do those things just to pretend to be Tony Stark for a week, just to get a bunch of interviews and then to be called a total clown the following week. No rational person would do that. So if this guy's claims are not true, I don't buy the explanation that it's a deliberate hoax. There's no rational reason why somebody would pursue such a hoax. They would only ruin their existing business and their reputation, and they would never be taken seriously again. You know, the boy who cried wolf. So the other explanation is that this guy, the apparent CEO of the company, that he believes all these things. He's telling the truth in his mind, but maybe his engineering team lied to him. Okay, I mean, this is a thought experiment. Maybe that's an explanation. Did his engineering team lie to him? Did they tell him, oh, this battery is awesome, it does all these things, but in reality, it doesn't? Highly doubtful. Because if you're the CEO, you're going to try your own product before you announce to the world that you've made the greatest breakthrough in battery technology in history, and that you would probably win the, you know, the Nobel Prize in chemistry on top of that, you're going to test the battery before you do those things, unless you're completely insane. And he doesn't sound insane. You know, if you're insane, how do you design and build breakthrough motorcycles with revolutionary motors that have all kinds of patents associated with them, etc.? So then the final explanation in this is that there's a coordinated global effort to shut this guy down, to turn him into an apparent hoaxer like they did Fleischmann and Pons in 1989. And why? Because in the theater of history, in the theater, you know, the Truman Show of our modern world, you're only allowed, humanity is only allowed access to technology that's a little bit better this year. Not a revolutionary improvement. Because, you know, they want to keep humanity enslaved under what? Energy scarcity. Energy scarcity. And if this battery tech is true, then it unleashes radical energy independence and decentralization. It would allow everybody to move off grid, throw up a few solar panels, and store that energy and live off that energy, you know, relatively inexpensively. This solves the off-grid solar problem. I know this because I have studied off-grid solar and deployed systems for 20 years. And the number one cost of those systems? Batteries. Because battery technology sucks. You know, lead acid sucks. Lithium ion even sucks for storage because it doesn't cycle enough and the cost is high and they like to combust. That's why I've been talking about sodium ion battery chemistry. But whatever this is from Donut Lab, if this is true, it revolutionizes decentralization. And that may be the reason why powerful forces are shutting this guy up, saying you're not allowed to release this technology this soon. You can release this in 20 years. And we'll allow like a 5% improvement every year in battery technology, but we can't allow a breakthrough. And how many inventors have been assassinated? How many patents have been classified by the federal government and stolen from the inventors? Oh, and then those inventors end up dead. Yeah, that happens again and again and again. For everything from so-called free energy devices to, you know, improvements in efficiency of carburetors and engines and fuel injectors, low-energy nuclear reactions, like we're just talking about, cold fusion, you name it. See, energy scarcity is the means of control of the masses. The entire global economy functions on energy scarcity, which is translated into debt via the petrodollar. And debt is intrinsically scarce. You know, or it's based on scarcity. Like, you never have enough money to pay back the debt. And energy scarcity keeps you under control, so you can never actually get ahead. You can never really disconnect from the grid. You can never really produce enough stuff to get ahead because the energy costs too much. And the European governments have really mastered energy scarcity through the climate change narrative by shutting down their own domestic energy, you know, gas fields, for example. And then we help them. The U.S. helped them by blowing up the Nord Stream pipelines, which really cut them off from cheap Russian gas. China is prospering because of abundant energy. Russia is prospering because of cheap, abundant energy, oil and gas. The U.S. is way behind in terms of its power grid infrastructure, meaning it can't deliver energy to its industry, which is why the U.S. can't compete with China on AI, data centers in the medium run, and also industrial output. It all comes back to energy. So that's my alternate theory on Donut Lab. I can't say for sure that I know this. I just suspect it. I suspect it. Maybe the guy's not a hoaxer. Maybe he really did, or he and his team, they developed something amazing, and he's trying to share it with the world and make the world a better place, and the globalists are going to shut him down and say, nope, too soon, can't do that. Not allowed to have this kind of breakthrough this early. Above all, remember this, that if people have access to free energy and being able to store free energy, which is sunlight through batteries, think about it. You have all the energy you need for free from the sky, from the sun. If you have effective cheap batteries, you can store that. Then you don't need oil for most things. And then how's the U.S. going to control the currency of the world if they can't force oil sales in the dollar? Now, that's slipping. Right now, I think only about half the oil sales in the world take place in the dollar currency. So the petrodollar is already falling, but Trump's trying to protect it as much as possible. Hence the raid on Venezuela and seizing all their oil and seizing all the oil profits, etc. That's not a coincidence that that's happening. Also, the imminent attack on Iran. That's about oil, folks. It's about energy. The sanctions against Russia, that's also about oil. Threatening India with tariffs if they keep buying energy from Russia, all about oil. It's all about energy. And the only way the U.S. has power in this world, think about it, the only way the United States Empire has power in this world is if energy is scarce and the U.S. controls most of the energy. There's your answer. So any breakthrough that either creates energy or allows efficient, cheap storage of energy cannot be allowed in our world, or the U.S. empire crumbles. In other words, yes, I am saying that if this battery announcement from Donut Lab out of Estonia, if this announcement is true, it will end the U.S. empire as we know it. Over time, of course, not instantly. Over time. Because global demand for oil will collapse. The combustion engine will be all but obsolete at that point. See what I mean? I'm not saying we're going to have solar-powered ships. That won't really work. We'll need bunker fuel for the ocean routes. We'll still need diesel for diesel-electric trains, etc. We'll need fuel for barges. But we won't need oil for cars and trucks and construction equipment, etc. You know, regular cars and trucks. Not even the 18-wheelers. They'll all be electric, too, if this battery technology is true. So global oil demand would plummet over a period of a few years, and then being able to leverage oil scarcity for dollar obedience, that would vanish as well. And there goes the U.S. empire. Interesting, isn't it?
Mother Nature provides many botanicals for good health. That's why we're offering you 5 liquid extracts and tinctures that are non-GMO, certified organic, and lab-tested for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology. Only at healthrangerstore.com.